This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can start a longevity business, earn thank you checks associated with spreading the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can help change lives. If you just want to work out of your home, if you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to earn as much or as little money as you like working out of your home, writing off your home office, writing off your mileage, your stamps, enjoying all the tax benefits associated with having your own business for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. For more information, you can also sign up right off our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, if you'd like to check out our Truth Treatment products, they're all up at truthtreatments.com. If you're dealing with blemishes or hyperpigmentation, dark spots, if you want to prevent or reverse the formation of fine lines and wrinkles, you want to take a look at our retinol 5% gel made with 5% retinol, as well as a big dose of vitamin C, premium fat-soluble vitamin C, never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, oils, emulsifiers, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatment products. They're all up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to the Bright Side, friends. We've got lines open for you, by the way, 844-236-6010. Excuse me. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, 844-236-6010. Try to call in early so we can get to as many calls as possible at 844-236-6010. We have been talking about serotonin and melatonin and the pineal gland and its response to sunlight. We said the pineal gland is an eye in the middle of your head. It's a third eye. It reads the sunlight. It secretes accordingly melatonin and serotonin in the daytime and melatonin in the nighttime. Both are life management hormones, serotonin and melatonin. Serotonin is involved with how we adjust to the vicissitudes, the ups and downs of day-to-day life. It's an awareness hormone, a daytime hormone. Melatonin antagonizes serotonin. It's the opposite of serotonin. Even though chemically, from a chemical structure point of view, they're pretty darn similar, these two elements, melatonin and serotonin, these two biochemicals. But while the structures are very similar, their properties are very not similar, very, very anti-similar. In fact, they're opposites. Serotonin, alertness and day-to-day life reactions, our ability to react to circumstances in life. When serotonin levels are low, our reactions are sluggish, they're slow, they're less effective. And sometimes the sluggish and slow way of reacting can be interpreted as apathy or perhaps depression. And this is why doctors will prescribe serotonin drugs for what they call depression. It's not so much that serotonin is an antidepressant as much as it's involved with helping us handle day-to-day stresses. It's not an serotonin is not a happy hormone. It's a stress management hormone, a life management hormone. And by the way, there's no such thing as a chemical imbalance. Let's get that nonsense out of our heads. If any doctor ever mentions chemical imbalances, that's a doctor that doesn't understand biochemistry. Chemical imbalances do not exist. Chemistry is always in a balance. It's always appropriate for what the body needs to do. We think it's inappropriate because of the net effect, but the body's always responding to the environment somehow. If we got too much stresses in our life, the body will secrete hormones accordingly. But it doesn't mean that the body's messed up, that there's an imbalance. That's a marketing term. It's not a scientific term. So Prozac is a stress management substance. It's not so much an anti-stress hormone as much as it helps us handle stresses. Melatonin is a relaxing substance. It's a nighttime substance. It's a growth and repair substance. It's involved in building. Unlike serotonin, which, like most hormones, can be toxic when levels get too high, and levels of serotonin don't get too high unless we medicate ourselves. They don't naturally get too high. But if you take too many drugs, or if you're combining serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, so-called, Effexor and Zoloft and Prozac. I remember when Prozac came out in the 1980s. Oh, my God. Did that revolutionize the psychiatric business? All of a sudden, everybody was on Prozac. They were using Prozac as a diet pill even. They still do, actually, because serotonin, Prozac has an appetite suppressant effect. Anyway, melatonin, unlike serotonin, is completely non-toxic. In fact, melatonin is actually like a vitamin in many ways. According to Dr. Gary Bubenik, B-U-B-E-N-I-K, who's a melatonin researcher, according to Dr. Bubenik, writing in the book Melatonin and the Promotion of Health, this is a very interesting textbook if you're really interested in melatonin. It's a little heady, a little scientific, but it's got some really good information. According to Dr. Bubenik, who wrote a chapter in this book, melatonin is actually part hormone and part vitamin. That's a quote, part hormone, part vitamin. I'm not making that up. Melatonin has vitamin-like effects. It's an antioxidant. In fact, melatonin is such a powerful antioxidant that it exceeds the antioxidant properties of potential of vitamin E by several times. It's fat soluble. It can enter into cells. It enters into the brain. It's secreted into the placenta in the developing fetus. And it's secreted in mother's milk. Babies are getting melatonin in mother's milk. Now, you're not going to find melatonin in your formula. So if you're unfortunately not able to breastfeed, it's going to be very tough for your baby to get everything it needs. There's so many components in breast milk that are not in formula. Formula just contains some of the nutrients that are in breast milk, but the hormones and the trace elements, those are not going to be found in formula, including melatonin. And endocannabinoids, by the way. Cannabinoids being the active material in the marijuana plant or the hemp plant, if you will. Both the marijuana plant and the hemp plant contain these cannabinoid substances, which are exactly the same as the cannabinoids that are found in human beings and exactly the same as the cannabinoids that are found in breast milk, not in formula. Melatonin is not just a brain substance either. It's not just for the brain and for the nervous system. In fact, check this out, melatonin is mostly a digestive biomolecule. It's mostly secreted in the digestive tract. Yes, it's a digestive, it's like a digestive aid, Now you gotta be careful because it does have some hormone properties, and I'm not advising and I don't support just taking a whole bunch of melatonin, but you might want to think about it if you're dealing with digestive health issues, whatever they may be, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, even GERD. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. 236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised or recommended on the Bright Side, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products off the websites. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneurially minded, if you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, where you can build a business, make your own hours, earn as much or as little money as you like. You can make $100 a month. You can make $1,000 a month. You make $10,000. You make $100,000 a month. I know people making $100,000 a month helping spread the word about the power of longevity products. Please click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for more info. We've got blog stories and news, blog posts and news stories up at all our websites. I especially like pharmacistben.com. Thank you to my webmaster, Robert Lundgren, for setting that up. If you want to purchase any of our Truth Skin Health products, please go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Take a look at our retinol 5% gel. If you're dealing with hyperpigmentation or dark spots or melasma or aging skin or blemish-prone skin, retinol is a go-to Swiss Army knife skin health nutrient. Super important for anti-aging as well as for blemishes, just as a skin conditioner. Retinol is mega important, but most folks can't use retinol because it's a little bit aggressive. I formulated my Truth Retinol 5% gel to be mild for retinol, mild. It's still pretty stimulating, but for retinol, it's mild, and you can actually, a lot of folks are using it every other day, or some folks are even using our Truth Retinol 5% gel on a daily basis. It's made with vitamin C and our transdermal delivery matrix, and that is all, friends. Our TDM, vitamin C, and retinol, no preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in our Truth Retinol 5% gel and any of our Truth Treatment products. Head over to truthtreatments.com, check them all out. All right, so we were talking about melatonin. Melatonin is the quintessential anti-stress hormone. The stress hormone cortisol is antagonized or blocked by melatonin. Melatonin is still a hormone, and you can't take it like a nutritional supplement. And if you're taking melatonin on a daily basis or nightly basis, you may notice that it's not working as well as it did when you first started taking your melatonin. And some folks have to keep increasing their dose on melatonin, and that's because the body kind of adjusts to melatonin. It's a hormone. The body has these adjustment mechanisms, homeostasis mechanisms, stability mechanisms that keep things from working too much if they're in the system all the time. That's called resistance. You get melatonin resistance. You can have insulin resistance. If you have type 2 diabetes, your body stops listening to insulin. You could have cortisol resistance. Cortisol levels go up and up and up, and we don't get the same kind of stress response or stress management response. Cortisol is our stress management hormone. We said that the body's response to stress has to be balanced with rest. I call it ex-rest. There's a stress-rest balance, and that's how we grow. Stress plus rest equals growth. Stress plus rest equals both. You need them both. You need both stress and rest to get the kind of growth that you want. And this applies to the psyche, the mind, it applies to the muscles, it applies to the connective tissue, it applies to the internal organs, it applies to the liver, it applies to the heart, and no surprise, it applies to the skin as well. We call the skin the body's largest organ, but we don't always treat it, or we don't always think of it like an organ. And understandably so, when we think of an organ, we think of bloodiness and throbbingness and movement and pumping and you know, the way your heart or your spleen or your lungs have this organ-like look to them. We don't, the skin doesn't have that organ-like look to it, so it's harder for us to really think of it as an organ. Nonetheless, right underneath the very tippy top, the very surface, which is about as thin as one-tenth of a piece of notebook paper, right underneath that you have throbbingness and bloodiness to the extent that if you were to ever have that part of you removed, you'd be pretty grossed out by the bloody nature of it. The skin is just as bloody and throbbing as any other organ underneath that surface. Why is that important? Because we know that if you want to have a healthy organ, you got to nutriate it. We know that if you want to have a healthy organ, you got to exercise it. Well, the skin is the same thing. If you want beautiful, healthy skin, it's not a question of rubbing a cream on your skin. We're led to believe that by commercials and movie stars and celebrities who know nothing about the skin, by doctors and dermatologists who know little more about the the skin, we're encouraged to believe that you can rub something on the surface and create a change. That doesn't always happen. You've got to have a strategy for actually accessing the throbbingness, the bloodiness, the livingness. The surface of the skin is dead. It's made up of dead cells. Functional dead cells, but dead nonetheless. The surface of the skin is made up of hard, dead cell carcasses. They are functional in the sense that they act as a barrier, but they are carcasses. They are the remains of what used to be a cell. Cells, skin cells, begin their lives relatively deep in what's called the epidermis, the bottom of the epidermis. And these skin cells start their life round and plump and juicy. And as they migrate upwards to the tippy top surface, they're moving upwards. As they're dividing and moving upwards to get to the tippy top, they're becoming progressively less alive. They're literally dumping their contents overboard as they rise to the top. And then finally, at the very tippy top, they have no more contents inside. They're a shell, a hard shell, where they act as a stratum corneum. They act as a barrier. It's called the stratum corneum. And it's so cool. This is so intelligent. This is so brilliant. You've got two top layers of the skin. It really have three layers of the skin, as we said. But let's just take the two top layers. They're about the whole. Both of those two top layers are around as thick as a piece of notebook paper. The tippy top is 10% of it, and underneath about 90%. So you know, say a tenth of a piece of notebook paper, 9/10 of a piece of notebook paper. They make up the surface of the skin, the stratum corneum and the epidermis. And cells are moving upwards, and they're becoming more progressively dead. Start their life round and plump and juicy. They end up flat and dead, just like people. Round and plump and juicy at the beginning, flat and dead at the end. That's the journey of a skin cell. They call that transit time or turnover time. When you're young, that movement upwards is like 4 to 8 weeks or so. Closer to 4 weeks when you're a kid. It changes. As you get older, that movement upwards does not occur as fast as it should. That means we don't have as healthy a barrier as we get older. That means stimulating the movement, the turnover time, speeding it up, increasing turnover time, can give you a healthier barrier. And I'll tell you how you do that here in a sec. But also, as the cells are rising to the top to form the barrier, they're dumping their contents overboard. This is so amazing. It's one of the most amazing phenomena in all of biochemistry, and nobody knows about it or talks about it. As these cells are dumping their content, rising to the top, they're dumping their contents overboard. And check this out. Those contents become moisturizers, moisture factors. It's how the skin stays hydrated. The so-called moisturizers we buy at the department store, I don't care if you're spending $5 at the drugstore or $500 at the department store, these so-called moisturizers are foolish, useless, waste of money, and just ways of enriching companies that make them because they don't help anybody moisturize. Because you can't moisturize from the outside. You might be able to soften, but you're not going to moisturize because moisturization is a function of these little molecules that are in the epidermis that are being produced by the movement upwards of the cells. You think you want to move to help the cells move upwards? If you want healthy skin, you better believe you do. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, cortisol, melatonin, stress, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may help dealing with, or if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010. If you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about our treatment products or ingredients or formulations or something you may have heard about or read about, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. From the British Medical Journal, study suggests a link between a food group and cancer, a special food group, a food group we all eat too much of, a food group called highly processed foods. I call it a food group. It's not a good food group. Highly processed foods, according to the British Medical Journal, have been associated with various forms of cancer. It's thought that 50% of our daily energy intake comes from highly processed foods. Not processed foods, highly processed foods. That is, foods that don't even look, they're not even really foods. The only reason they're foods is because they have the components of food, but they're not really foods. A highly processed food is not really a food. It has the components of a food, but it's not really a food to the body. The body has a lot of work that it has to do to deal with a highly processed food. Processing in general, processing any food, is really disrupting or destroying that kind of food. Even the processing of grains with a stone, which began about 10,000 years ago, or maybe 12,000 years ago, when they figured out that they could grind grains and make the nutrients inside accessible, that's really when our chronic degenerative disease health disaster began. It really began 12,000 years ago. It became accelerated as we learned to process food more and more effectively. Today, we can process food so effectively that we can do it in a test tube. We have test tube meat. Literally, test tube meat. You can 3D print food now. That's how technologically advanced food processing has become. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if you're trying to make a body who's existed for hundreds of thousands and millions of years on one kind of food, and now you try to give it a completely different food, a non-food, that you're going to have a health problem. You're going to have lots of health problems. It probably is. Our reliance on highly processed food is probably the number one cause of degenerative diseases. The number one cause is our reliance on highly processed food, period. This is one reason why the less you eat, the longer you live. No matter what you're eating, the less you eat, the longer you're going to live. But certainly the less highly processed food you eat, the longer you're going to live. And it's just a part and parcel of our 21st century culture. We have created a food supply that the body doesn't know what the heck to do with, and it should come as no surprise that we are so overweight and so cancer-ridden and so darn sick because we're all trying to exist on this kind of food. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Let's go to Tom in Idaho and say good morning. What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. 2 weeks ago, I had been fused in the S1, L4 region. The doctor said he didn't do a bone density test, but during surgery discovered I had soft bones.
Okay. Okie doke. You're degenerating, that's all. Your body's deteriorating. I don't mean to sound harsh, and I don't mean to be alarming, but that's basically what happens. The bone is hardened by interaction between minerals and protein. So when you eat minerals, the body transforms those minerals, activates those minerals, they interact with the protein, and you get strong bones. It's as simple as that. But if you don't make the protein, that is collagen, or you don't have the minerals, which many of us don't, you're going to have soft bones. So first and foremost, you got to get on vitamin C, because that's your main collagen builder right there. I'd be doing high doses of it.
I do high dose. But.
Good. Stay with it. And then BTT, also the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Also, some minerals can be helpful for you. Magnesium, for example, is super important. Zinc is very important. Mineral called
fat also.
Okay. Well, that's great that you're taking it. I'm just telling you the stuff that's important. Okay? Clearly, you're missing something. So we don't know what that is, but there's a lot of things we can explore here. Strontium, magnesium, zinc. Calcium is also important. You got to make sure your body's utilizing calcium. That takes vitamin D. So you got to make sure that you're getting a good source of vitamin D. The sun is the best. If you're in Idaho, you're probably not going to get too much sun. In the wintertime, you may want to get a sun lamp. In fact, that's what I would definitely do, is get a sun lamp. You can get vitamin D capsules, and you can get vitamin D from fish oil, and that's okay. But the best way is to make your own, a sun lamp, okay? If that's for the vitamin D and the calcium. And then also you want to make sure that you have a good source of protein. I like bone broth protein. I'd be doing bone broth protein every day. Also something called hyaluronic acid, which you probably heard of, maybe 200 or 300 milligrams a day. Good deal. 600. You sounds like you're doing great, but you're missing something if you got soft bones. How old are you, by the way?
69.
Okay. All right. So you're right there. It's not like you have to have soft bones, but it's understandable that you would. So continuing, you also want to have make sure you're getting enough of the building nutrients, especially vitamin A, along with zinc, which we mentioned earlier. If you said you're already doing that, 20,000 IU of vitamin A. And then the bone broth protein, as I say, liquid silica gel, and then chicken soup, and then glucosamine. And also the stuff that you don't want to put in, and that is sugar, which will soften the bones, processed foods, which will have a bone softening effect, especially if there's sugar in there, and then trans fats and hydrogenated fats and fried fats are also the enemy of bone. And speaking of the bad fats, you want to make sure you're getting the good fats, which is the EFAs. That would be all in your Healthy Start Pack. So it's a combination of what you're putting in and what you're not putting in, and rest assured that the bones are soft because the wrong stuff is getting in and the right stuff isn't. Last but not least, definitely not least, if you're not already jumping on a rebounder or doing some kind of movement, some kind of a resistance on the bones, running, treadmill, stairs, something that weights, squats or deadlifts or something along those lines, something that puts some resistance on the bones. The bones respond to resistance by getting harder, especially in the presence of nutrition. All right, Tom, God bless you, my friend. I'm sure you sound like you're on the right track. Yes, sir.
One more question, if I may.
Yes.
I didn't take any painkillers doing this thing, but I had been taking methylcarbon, which is a muscle relaxer.
Yes.
And I stopped taking it the other day because I didn't notice any difference. What are your thoughts on that?
Definitely you want to avoid all drugs, especially if you already got soft bones. The more drugs your body's taking, the more resources it's taking away from your bones to the liver to detoxify the drugs. So what would you rather do? Have the nutrients going to your bones to build strong bones or to the liver to get rid of the poison? Pretty obvious, right?
Yes.
All right, Tom. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Bill in Rhode Island, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side.
Yes, good morning. How are you? Nice to be speaking with you.
Nice to be speaking with you as well. Where in Rhode Island are you?
I'm in Greenville, Rhode Island.
Is that near Family Guy?
Wait, no. Who, please?
I'm just kidding. Where's Greenville? I love Rhode Island, by the way.
This is about an hour from Boston, north of Boston.
Okay, are you on the coast?
Not that far from it. I'm about 40 minutes from it.
That's some beautiful country.
For us, that's a long, long way, but for you, that would be nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing, but it's really beautiful.
It is. It is very nice there.
So what's going on?
I have a couple of questions, not specific to me, so if we go into commercial and you bring me back, that would be fine.
Okay.
The first question is, do you have any particular water filter system that you would like? I know you said you won't speak about it, but you haven't.
Yeah, I know. I haven't gotten a chance to do that yet. The Berkey is my favorite.
How about reverse osmosis?
I love reverse osmosis. And now they have these reverse osmosis machines you can rent, somebody was telling me, for like a certain amount of month, $30 a month, you can keep in your house. And they're great. I love reverse osmosis. Might even be better than distilled, but they're both really good. All right, hang on, Bill. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on The Bright Side right after this. Got open lines, 844-236-6010. We'll return right after.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of
of media at home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking to Bill in Rhode Island. Okay, so reverse osmosis, distilled, I like them both. It's easier for me to get distilled water, so that's what I usually use, but RO is definitely good water. Let's see, Dasani water is RO. That's Coca-Cola, I think, makes Dasani water. Also, Aquafina, that's Pepsi. Those are both reverse osmosis waters. They're both good, though. Does that answer your question?
Reverse osmosis, it does get rid of fluoride?
They say... I'm pretty sure that it does get rid of fluoride, and I know Distill does. The thing about the reverse osmosis is, if you have one of those home RO machines, you got to keep the filter clean and changed and make sure it's fresh. Once the filter starts to break down, that's when you run into problems. And I guess you don't always know. It doesn't break down instantly. It breaks down gradually, and so you're going to lose less and less of the RO purification over time. Personally, I buy gallon jugs of it. That's my take on it.
Let me ask you the coconut. I hear you speak about coconut oil. How about just eating the coconut?
Well, it's great, but the oil is, when you do the oil, you get the concentrated fat. There's a little bit of fat in coconut. Coconut is an awesome food, no doubt about it. Coconut is a tremendously valuable food. I mean, over the top, maybe one of the most valuable fruits on the planet. I can't think of one more valuable for all the stuff you get out of a coconut. Wonderfully nutritional, tastes great. It's a good source of the fats, obviously, and vitamin E, and something called chitin, which is really powerful protein, anti-wrinkle protein. It's just amazing stuff, the coconut, and I am a big fan, and I'm also a big fan of coconut oil, although I know that's kind of controversial. But,
I know.
Yeah, but I'm a fan. It's great oil to cook with, and I've had it now. I've had coconut oil in my lab for years, and it's been stayed stable. So I'm definitely a fan of coconut oil.
Bacon, good food or bad food?
Say again?
Bacon.
Oh, bacon's awful, one of those awful foods on the planet. God-awful food. No redeeming value. Slight amount of protein. Just an awful food. Awful, awful, awful food. In fact, it's in the top 10 list of awful foods. Right there with... It's not as bad as potato chips, but it's in the same league.
All right, now here's the big question. I think you may know a gentleman by the name of... I think you've had him as a guest. McKinney, I believe his name is?
Kilmer McCulley?
I'm not sure, but the vitamin B guy? He was a scientist. James
yeah.
McKinney, I believe it is.
What's his specialty?
Well, he's a scientist, and here's the two dichotomies. On your particular station, GCN, there's a Dr. Jack Stockwell who says, when I emailed him, he said, don't be afraid to eat wild salmon. Anything that they've heard, like mercury and all those particular toxins, will be taken out by the body. You get much more benefit from eating the fish than not eating the fish.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
James McKinney says, because of Fukushima and because of the radiation, that the mercury ends up being part of the radiation. They kind of link up together. He said, I definitely would not eat any fish because it's too
they're
dangerous.
They're both right.
So what do we do?
I say eat the fish because you're living in a toxic, deadly toxic environment, okay?
Uh-huh.
You've got to scratch off a certain amount of years off your life, and you've got to add a certain amount of risk percentage that you're going to get a disease just by being alive. As it turns out, the nutrients in fish can have some protective effects against radiation, particularly the selenium and the sulfur. So you could go either way. I don't know the answer to it, but I know that we have to just give up a certain amount of our life and a certain amount of our health because of the toxicity in our environment that we are all responsible for, not just the government. We are all responsible for the trashing of planet Earth. It is a horrific story. It's just the way it is, and we got to live with it. That being said, there's so many valuable things in fish, I'm going with it. I mean, and it's like the oil, too. You know, I think we should have oils. There's so many good things in oils, but you got to be careful with them.
Right.
As far as fish goes, it's just too valuable a food on a planet where we don't have a lot of really valuable food.
And my last question is, you were talking about melatonin, and at one point I heard you say that you were a little bit suspect about having it continuously.
Yeah.
So are you saying we should take it for a month and then back over?
Not a month, no, like 5 days a week, 4 days a week kind of thing. You know, or
maybe
you have to figure out where that spot is for you, but missing days here and there.
Not a whole month.
No, I don't go a whole month without it, personally. All it's right. a great yeah. antioxidant. Its levels drop as we get older. It blocks cortisol. There's some really good things about it, but it is a hormone. It's not like a nutrient. And so you got to be a little bit respectful of it. And with hormones, resistance is a very easy thing to happen. Like we were saying, cortisol and insulin. All these hormones can become resistant to it. You don't want to be resistant to melatonin. So keep the body on its toes so the body doesn't know when the melatonin is coming.
So 4 days on, 3 days off would be fine?
That's fine, that kind of thing.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. Appreciate it. And
I know.
Have a great day in Rhode Island. Bye-bye. All right, Elaine in Alaska. Good morning. What's up, Elaine?
Hey, we're just getting ready for the Iditarod up here.
Oh, you are? Do you have a dog in that race?
I have clients who they
okay.
They race in, it's like 1,200 miles on a dog sled.
That's crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. Well, that's the world of Alaska, I guess. It's probably normal in Alaska.
I've got a client. She is, trying to do the BTT, but she's consistently inconsistent.
Okay.
Part of the reason she said, well, she has anemia. She's, low in iron, and then she noticed the BTT being so low in iron.
People have this silly, misguided doctor idea that you take iron for your anemia, and you need iron for your anemia. And iron is best gotten from food, first of all, meat, especially, if you're a meat eater, or fish, for that matter. And then anemia needs to be regarded as a building problem, not an iron problem. You got to be very careful with iron. Iron is a double-edged sword, and too much iron has to be tightly controlled in the body. If your liver's messed up, and for most of us it is, or many of us it is, you're not going to be able to control iron's negative effects. I would be very careful with iron in a supplement, number one. Number two, anemia needs to be regarded as the body shutting down, the body decaying and deteriorating. And that means building, reducing intake of sugar, processed foods, anything that puts a burden on the body, and then using building nutrition, especially the B vitamins, which are extremely important for building red blood cells. And this idea that anemia is an iron problem is a misguided and just biochemically ignorant medical strategy where you just put iron into the system if you're anemic. It doesn't work that way. Iron's important, obviously. Best source of iron is going to be food. You got to be careful with iron supplements. Treat anemia as a building problem, and that means all your building nutrients and keeping all the anti-building stuff out, and that includes cortisol, by the way. I want to get one more call in, Natalie. Elaine. I want to get Natalie on. I hope I helped you out. Thanks for your call. You're going to get the last word here, Natalie. Good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side.
Hi, then. Thank you for taking my call. So I'm calling about acne. I was currently taking Accutane for a while, say about a month or a half, and my face has been clearing up, and it's been drying everything out, and which is good. But before that, I got in your program where I was taking vitamin A and zinc and everything, and it was helping out, but not as much as Accutane did. And now I'm just having some issues with pressure in my chest and kind of psychological issues.
Time comes to pay the piper now. You made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Accutane is the devil. There's no doubt about it. It's an awful drug. It dries out sebum, and without sebum, you can't really have blemishes. So that's the doctor's strategy. In fact, they will actually tell you to not take vitamin A when you're taking Accutane, meaning that you're...
And the crazy thing was, I did, actually, a little bit on my skin. They said, don't ever put any retinol or anything like that, and I did.
Yeah.
But it didn't do anything. Like,
No. Here's the deal. How old are you?
I am 29.
Okay, well, are you breaking out really bad? Is it significant?
You know what? It reduced so much. Right
no,
now,
no, without the Accutane. Without the Accutane, were your breakouts really bad?
No, actually. I mean, I started getting, like...
Was it like little garden variety pimple? I'm going to run out of time, so let me ask you some questions real quick. Were they garden variety pimples, yes or no?
Yeah.
Are they T-zone, yes or no?
No.
Cheek area, yes or no?
Yes, digested.
Okay,
I tried doing that.
There you go. There you go.
Help.
Well, no, you didn't do it enough because you wouldn't need the Accutane. All right? The lymph fat, you have a concentration of lymph right in that cheek area. It's not sebaceous. It doesn't mean it's not sebum, and it's not overgrowth of cells like regular acne. Look to the digestive system fast. And the reason this is important, Natalie, is because you may have controlled the acne with the Accutane, but you still got the problem. And this is going to, you're only 29, so you don't know this, but you've hit the wall, and you're only going to know in retrospect. At the age of 28 or 29, your health starts to decline. If you haven't corrected a problem in a way that it wasn't declining earlier. So you're at that point now, and you're going to start to notice things. And that's what's really really important to get to the bottom of your digestive health challenges. I wish we had more time. Natalie, we're going to talk about skin for the next few days. Hopefully you can call back on our next episode, because that's a very interesting point to me. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for good health information and truth treatment. For our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We will talk to y'all later. Bye for now. Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.